Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Big showdown this Sunday at the Link, and to preview the matchup between the Eagles and the Atlanta Falcons, who lead the NFC South, let's welcome in D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Orlando, my first question for you is this. Last year, the Falcons got off to a red-hot 5-0 start. This year, they're 6-3. But they seem to be playing better football than they did at the midway point of last year. What has been the biggest difference?
Well, they've clearly diversified the offense, Chris. Last year, they were leaning heavily on Julio Jones and Devontae Freeman here early on. But we've seen some games where Julio only catches two or three balls and they're still able to win because Matt Ryan is spreading the ball around to at least seven receivers on a weekly basis. He's had games of 9 and 10 receivers catching passes. And with so many weapons out there roaming the field, teams have not been able to key in and stop or shut down the offense. They're so diversified that it's been very, very difficult for teams to stop.
Orlando, Matt Ryan is playing at an MVP-type level, leads the league in passing yards. Is it as simple as the diversification of the offense that's leading to his success, or what do you think has been the biggest key to his resurgence here in 2016?
Yeah, in addition to that diversification, there's clearly been a meeting of the minds between Matt Ryan and offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan. Last year, it was clear that they weren't on the same page with regards to how to attack defenses. Ryan's a great no-huddle quarterback. They didn't run much no-huddle last year. This year, Kyle has incorporated that attack, they call it the turbo attack, into the offense where Matt can operate from that offense and attack defenses. Also, they're not throwing routes that, don't fit his skill set. You know, there's still some things that, you know, Matt's not, that don't consider to be his strength, you know, the bootlegs and the rollouts, but that's the design of the offense, and he's still been able to do that part of it. But so there's clearly been a meeting of the minds between him and Kyle Shanahan, the offensive coordinator, and Julio and all the receivers that brought in. And the surprise of the whole group has been the tight ends and how they've been able to contribute to the passing attack.
Orlando, I want to ask you about the group of wide receivers because last year in that Monday night opener down there at the Georgia Dome, Julio Jones had a huge game, was named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. But how important was it for the Falcons to upgrade the number two wide receiver position and bring in Mohamed Sanu in free agency and then letting Roddy White go?
Yeah, that was a big one. Roddy White was all-time leading receiver down here and, widely respected by his teammates and in the community. But they had to upgrade at that position, and they've spent some money there. They spent $32.5 million on Mohamed Sanu, a guy who's been a 3 and a 4 in Cincinnati, and that's working out for him. He's on pace for a career high in receptions. His previous high was 56, so that's been very good. And then behind him, it's been a group of guys. Taylor Gabriel was signed after being with the Browns. Justin Hardy, a former fourth-round pick, and Aldrick Robinson, are all of those guys are kind of combining to make a number three receiver with Gabriel out in front at the present time.
Orlando, let's talk about the defensive side of the football. Head coach Dan Quinn, it's his second year. Defense is his calling card. What has been the biggest difference on that side of the football here in 2016?
Well, I think the biggest is that they're eighth in the turnover differential. They're giving up a ton of yards, but they've been able to get some balls back for the offense and turn the game around. They've been able to get some timely stops. They haven't played a whole game. But if you get a couple stops and the offense is rolling, all of a sudden, they got 21 points and they're blowing out Tampa Bay just off of two stops. So, they've played in spurts and it's a young defense, Chris. That should be expected. He's playing four rookies at times and three second-year guys at times. But their upside is very, very good. If they can get to their ceiling, whether that's this year or down the stretch here or next year, it's pretty clear that he's shaping this defense into the mode of the old Seattle defense with Keanu O'Neill kind of serving as the Cam Chancellor person on the back end of the defense.
Orlando, my last question for you is this. I'm going to put you on the spot here. Who is an X factor for Sunday's game? And I'm going to go the prediction route. No, who is an X factor for Sunday's game? Someone who, you know, outside of Matt Ryan or Devontae Freeman, Julio Jones, one of the big name guys who could have a big impact on the game here at the Link.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, we've saw a lot about the Eagles receivers and so forth, but the Falcons are banged up in the secondary with Desmond Trufant being day-to-day with the shoulder. The guy who's going to have to step up is Robert Alford, the other cornerback. He may get Jordan Matthews, and he'll have to have his hands full with that. But Robert has had a tough time this year, Chris. He's had 9 penalties, 6 pass interference calls, and that task might be too big for him. So Robert Alford will be your X factor going into this game on Sunday.
D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution does a phenomenal job covering the Falcons. Thank you so much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Behind Enemy Lines is presented by Gatorade. Win from within.